Okay, it's on?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's saying. Today is the 11th Shir of Inyanei Kav HaTarich. Today is going to be a little bit different, but also connected. Today is the discussion of the North Pole, of the places where the sun may never set, and you could have like 6 months of light or 6 months of dark, and what's the Ikir Hadin in such a place. You know, the Torah says, Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Maoros Berkiya Shamayim, Labdil Bein Hayom, Uvein Halayla. So we have the Maoros, the sun, the moon, to be Mavdil Bein Yom Uvein Laila. So the question is, Al Pidin, what makes a new day? Is it a 24-hour thing? Is it Shkia? What makes Kedusha Shabbos? Is it Dafka Shkia? Dafka Tzeis? How does these things work? So we, in a normal setting, we have the 24-hour days, which are commensurate with a Shkia and a Nezricha. Right, so we have it all. We have all the milas. But when a place you don't have all the milas, so how does it work? So, say for example, there are two makoros that are interesting, one in the Pirkei Rav Elazar and one in the Yerushalmi. But before that, let's just take a quick look in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. If we can have a separate packet on this Gemara Kuf Yud Ches on Beis, which is about Shkia and how do you reckon Shkia? Say you live in a valley, so then you're gonna, the sun is going to be covered up from you. Much earlier. If you live in the mountaintop, you're going to see the sun earlier and you're going to see the sun later. So the Gemara has this famous comment, and again, we're not here tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow's packet is this Gemara, of how to learn this Gemara, of Amar of Yosef, Yehi Chelki Mimachnise Shabbos B'Tveria U'motzi Shabbos B'Tzipori. And I wish I should be for the people who are machnis Shabbos in Tveria, meaning the machnis Shabbos in the valley, so then the machnis Shabbos earlier, because the Shkia from them is going to be early, because they can't. And I should be from the Motzi Shabbos Mitzipori, because then I'm going to see the sun even later, so I'm going to keep a longer Shabbos. So halavai, I should be Mimachnisei Shabbos B'Tveria, Motzi Shabbos B'Tzipori. So that's going to be a whole discussion about this Gemara. Now, which, as we'll see in the Tiferes Yisrael, is Alpi Pashas saying that, Mikir Hadin, you're Kifi Makomo, where you are. There was this fellow says halvai he should be able to have both, but what is the din? The din is that wherever you are, that's what you keep. But that's for tomorrow. So the Pirkei de Rav Elazar has the following. It speaks about different mofsim. Mofis shishi miyom shenivru shemayim v'aretz hayerech v'chachovim mazolos. Only Mo'ir La'aretz, Einem Me'arim Zelzeh, at Sheba Yeshuv Asa Mochamtim Shel Yisrael. Right, so Yeshua, it had a Melchama, and it was on Erev Shabbos, Ra Yeshua B'tzeros Nishrael, so you will have what's a Shabbos. So Yeshua said, that Shabbos should be given Dom, that you should keep the day, should keep the day going, so there shouldn't be any little Shabbos. So Rav Talaki, here's a piece. So Yeshua, Shabbos should be given Dom, and so in other words, so Pashas it means that even though the hours are, you know, still some amount of Zman, but you didn't have a Shkia, so then it's not going to be Shabbos. It's not going to be Shabbos. Now, you have a Yerushalmi in Brachas on page 6. Yerushalmi says, 8th Perek, Halacha Hei, that Levi B'Shem Rabbi Zira, Shloshim V'Shei Sho Shim Sho Osa Ha'or Sho Nivret Miyom Marisho. Whereas the first or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, so the first Shabbos, it was Mashamish 36 hours. Whereas he had 12, there was no Shkia. It was 12 hours on Friday day, 12 hours Friday night, and 12 hours on Shabbos. So 36 hours. It means that it was Shimsha. So Shimsha means.
This is the order of Gunnus. This is not the son of the moon. This is the order of Gunnus. This is not the son of the moon. It says Vayer.
It's Yom Yishon and Shabbos
Yishon. Well, Vayer Begok doesn't say Shabbos. That was over Friday.
Vayer Begok, Yom Yishon.
Yes, Vayer was the Friday. It was Thursday. Ulu called Thursday night.
Right. Right, there was no Vayer Vayvoker afterwards. That's
but
what it's saying.
This light was shining for the first.
So he's saying that this light.
But this light is shining since Yom Rishon.
No, it was the light that was created by Yom Rishon.
But it wasn't hidden away.
But it was, there was no. But it was Shimsha, and then there was a Yer, like he said. And then, right, on Friday.
That's what Adam was made, so he was dead from it.
Right, so on Friday it would stay for 36 hours. That's what he says over here. 36 hours,
it
was Shimsha.
Don't we have another Rosh Hashanah year? But I don't know if that or the thing, we still have a son of the moon. If everything is the right way it should be, we have a Rosh Hashanah. There's also a son of the moon.
Okay, maybe.
Why is this happening on Friday? But Hashem put the sun and moon in place on Wednesday.
Maybe other
Rishon
is led after.
That's what it says. It's a Shimsha.
It's a Shimsha and Yom Rishon. But who said that?
Well, that's
what you're saying. Eeyore. What this is, Mashma, it's not the mission of Asar.
Okay, one second. Let's go slowly. Well, so we'll see. So the Tiferes Yisrael has a whole discussion here on page 7. Mistapikna b'medina satzvonis k'mo b'irenu Danzig or Kafel Hayin Copenhagen Stachols k'domo shasham b'chol chodesh yuni v'yuli laila kayom yoya. So there's no real night. It's daylight even in the night. So what's the din? So then he says, that means it was Friday. Right, not that it finished. Right. So he says, "Chol Adam Nidon Fi Mekom V'Shaita." This is the first thing he says, that everything is Nidon Fi Mekom V'Shaita. As it says, "Yehi Chelki B'Machnisha Shabbos B'Tveria Motzi Shabbos B'Tzipor." Yeah. V'Omnom. See a big V'Omnom?
Yeah.
So he says that the line further down, Chol Adam Nidon Lefi Mekom V'Shaito. In other words, so L'chori, you're always Nidon Lefi Mekom V'Shaito, where you are, whatever it is where you are. And then, you see, was that Gemara in Shabbos, is Yehi Chelki, is the Chumra, the Midas Chasidus, that even if I'm not in these places, I still he chelki that I should mekabel Shabbos early and have Shabbos late. So then he says, so what do you do now with when in your makom there's no shkia, there's no, so what do you do? Bottom line, olam ikris fikaseinu. Bottom line on the right side, Barak Medina Tzvon is Bekayit She'en Shem Laila Mamish Klal Rach Nefesh Neshef Biyunu Viyuli. Yeah, in June and July. Masai Yezman Kriyash Matvila Tzitzis V'Shabbos. So he says, L'chol Yesh L'stab Begamkein B'Mishakar Lo She'yavu Bekayit Samuch Handapol Shem Yesh Ezer Chadoshim Ritzufim Bekayit Yom Mamish. It could be places that it's that for many months it's yom. So what do you do? What do you do? So he says, "Im yovel l'sham l'fi chashbon b'yom rishon yedo shachofa v'shvish shatas Hashem shu yom haShabbos." Al dezel lo yedo gam kei moshe zman knisas v'sias Shabbos. V'hech isnaig im kvi toshavi Europa kvi toshavi America. V'yadu shebeiz medinus ololo achas munochas al pnei kvodo oretz mitzad echad. V'achers memula ha... Mamash mitachta, im kein kishem mechadshim Shabbos b'Europa, u'tchilas erev Shabbos b'America, u'kshemavdilim motzei Shabbos b'Europa, u'shachris imzeh ha'adam shabbat somuch le'nardopol shero Hashem shgurosim k'shove Europa gam mitoshove America, masa yaschil u'masa yisayim Shabbos shalosham im gam noma shenoslim lov chumar v'chulos ha'mokom shiyotze misham. So he suggests that you go buser the place where you came from. In other words, you count from the makom you came from, where there was a yom v'layla, and then you count 6 days in Mona Shvi. Then you
base it on the clock, the place where you are. I mean, what time is it? let's say the place is 7 hours ahead of you.
Yeah, so where you are, I mean...
Your child is different there.
So the seventh hakafa of the sun, which is of the earth, really, is Yom Shabbos. So then he says, you could have two people coming from different sides of the world. Yeah, he writes further down. Last word on the line is Anoshim. Mu beis anoshim echad me America ve'echad me Europa kol echad yishmo shabbosu l'fi amokom sheyotzim misham. So each one was it's sort of like what we said, what Michael Friedman was saying before. You know, this is like a place that doesn't have a yishuv, so to speak, even though it does. But so now, so. The same notion of being Mona from Makom Sheyotze Misham.
I don't think any country that actually has Yishuv has 4 days of light. And only the North Pole is 4 days.
So then it should come out. It should come out that. So therefore, it should come out that you'll start from where you. Now, he wants to claim that that din is only a din derabbanan. The din of Mokom Sheyotze Misham is only a din derabbanan. Because he says, Simyoso az b'loch enuchay misa v'lochatas l'odif b'misha olach b'midbar. So he says that in other words, his whole yisod that he started off is that no, it's always on a deraisa level, it's always where you are. You don't have a deraisa level of mokom sheyotze misham or that. That's only a din derabbanan.
What would keeping Shabbos based on that?
So he says that that's only. He says, I'm kolpanim nirulim shim also as malacha einu chayv misa v'lochatas. In other words, he's saying that's only midin any of their Masai Shabbos. In other words, but midin daraisa, this would not be a din daraisa, this idea of this yisod that wherever Mona Shisha, Mokum Sheyotze Misham. He says that would only be a din derabbanan, and the pshat is that once you get to this makom that there's no shkia, so b'meila that's like your toa b'midbar. So it's a chiddush what he's saying. So right, so on a deraisa level you're like a toa. Whereas you don't have, could be you don't have Shabbos on the deraisa. See, the pashup shot, like the Chazanish says, you just count six times of the earth going around, six rotations. What? Six rotations, and even though it doesn't get the what? Right, so he's saying, but he's saying that, and that's only a derabbanan. He's saying, you could have said that this is right. So you could say, like Rav Kasher's, I think, says that this could be a din. In other words, you could accept part of this deferred as well, and say that this is a din deraisa. That you start from the place where you yotze misham, and then you and say you're. Right, so then you'll so now you need Thursday, Friday, you need, you know, 2-3 more rotations of the.
Once you're at the North Pole, there's no more, your timeline's kind of messed up in terms of which. You're standing at all 24 times,
Right, so the, so that's what he's saying. He's saying that once you're there, like, it's not shayach anymore, so because there's no shkia, no tzeis, no, so mele, you're like tar b'midbar. So therefore, at least you'll have this, but I think Rav Kasher will see, says maybe it could be, see, if you look at the Chazon Ish, he'll tell you, show you the Chazon. Right, that's also din derabanan. But no, because there it's like it's not the same type of Torah as this. There, Mamish Torah, so any day could be Shabbos Mamish. Here, he's like starting, but he never gets to Shabbos. But maybe he should still do just like when he's Torah, he just does some type of token minion. So too over here as well. What? And he says that anyone who does malacha won't be chayiv. Yeah, just like on the Durabanan, just like the case in the Gemara.
Right, but that would mean that the whole week in Durabanan he should do malacha. He's there for a month.
Okay, one second. See, the Chazon Ish writes, if you look here on page 10, Chazon Ish writes, Hador, Yehudim Hadorim Somach L'Kotev HaTzfoni, Shayom Sarecham Chadoshim, Hena Laila, Chazon Chasavyad, Shomaran Chazon Ish, Shemonim, Hekif Sholim, 24 shows L'Yom. Went 10. He just says, you count 24 shows L'Yom. So,
what time do you start? Where time do I start for 24 hours?
So, like maybe you said, for based on the Kalva Tarikh.
But even still, it doesn't mean where I'm starting.
What?
If I'm in that last one, when do I start? Based on, I would draw a line down to where I would
Well, Chazon Ish is into the Kav HaTarich, so wherever the Kav HaTarich is, so then that's what it is.
I'm on the other side of the counter. I'm going to start the way where it starts.
Right, but the question is what... So that's when you start, and then the question is, but the days aren't changing.
It's not the days, I'm talking about the time.
Right.
What point do I have to stop being over on love?
So,
the day of the world, that's changing. When do I stop being over on Malach?
Well, when there's...
When Shkia?
Yeah.
Put it simple.
So every Hekef, every...
Where's the point where the Hekef starts? I'm on this, I could maybe it could start... The Hekef, I understand that every Hekef does, but where's the beginning point?
Why would it be different than if you fly to California and do that, whatever time is on there?
Because in California, the sun sets.
Is there some time... I'm sure in the North Pole, people tell time, maybe there's some...
So one second.
Did you say
Hekif? Right.
You can still see the sun moving.
Right.
What about
right, the sun is still... There's still a Hekif.
Yes, where's the starting
point? Where's
she on the Hekif?
Wherever the Hekif starting point in any Hekif is based on the Kav HaTarich. Or you could say, like they say from Rabbi Goren, that you take the closest place that has a Shkia and a Tzeis. And you go based on that.
That's the, I understand.
Yeah.
Exactly on the pole?
Yeah, one second. Right. That's what Rabbi Goren writes here. Rav Kasher quotes it on page 21, second arrow. Rav Shlomo Goren b'mamar shukos b'chanaim pasuk sheyimne mechatzos alayla at chatzos alayla imama heishim b'mokom hakarav biyosu sheish bo adayin yom v'layla yaskil alayla dachakonu chatzos.
Okay,
But Rav Kasher discusses that maybe the days change just based on time. 24 hours, 24 hours, 24 hours, 24 hours. Even if you don't have a technical shkia. And he's based on that Yerushalmi. That there was Shimsha 36 shows, yet it's still called, you know, Friday night. The time just keeps going. Ein Shabbos Tluy B'Tzeis HaKachovim, 1 second, El Bizman Bilvad. Right, you could say that it's just Tolei and Zman Bilvad. Right, well, the earth is still moving.
So
it's still moving, but in other words, we still have... Yes.
So, that's what I'm not saying. You said
Hekif. Right, it's moving. So every place of the earth is having a rotation.
Right, so you said from regard to 24 hours, 24 hours.
That's from Chazanish.
Where's
Rav Gorman? Rav Gorman was on page 20... Well, wait with him. Wait with him. The Hekif. The Hekif.
So
he's... Well, because the Hekif takes 24 hours.
Right.
Yeah, but right. The Hekif is the 24 hours.
The beginning of the Hekif is sunrise or
close? Whatever we want to call it, you can.
It's the
right, Shkia.
Well, that's the problem.
So he wants to say that, 1 second, that the day continues based on that. The day continues, you know, so then you continue having a Sunday, a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday. Now you still might have difficulty finding out when Sof Zman Kriya Shema is, or Sof Zman, but you could maybe then...
I understand how we figure out the days.
Right, so the question is, so the question is there a Din Shabbos then? In other words, will we therefore say that the Hekifs, so Apipashas one could say that the Hekifs also are Gorim, that Kedusha Shabbos. So the only question is raised is then, though, so what's the pshat in Shemesh B'Givon Dom that it stopped the Shabbos? Maybe then just the heck have stopped.
Yeah.
That's the pashas. The heck have stopped.
That's what the translation is. Stayed in one place.
Yeah. Right, the heck have stopped.
Well, the earth stopped.
The earth stopped. The earth stopped. Right. And that would... the earth stopped.
Started wherever the last place there was darkness at that
right field, but the Tiferes Israel is assuming that without a Shkia you can't have a Shabbos
because he had it
fall
back.
Right, and therefore he says so therefore you only have a Shabbos Darabon. So why don't you have a Shabbos Daraisa? So of course you don't have a Shabbos Daraisa. That's well. I mean, the Shabbos Drabbanan is like Torah B'Midbar. So he's saying that. Right. So he. Right. Right. So he's making a dimion. You could argue with that.
The whole star was there by the town. So you don't forget there's a Shabbos.
Yeah. The Or Meir, wants to suggest that if there's no Lila, then you can't get Shabbos. That's the Kiddush. I'll show you here. Take a look. Right, in other words, right, so he, the Ormei on page 11, he wants to suggest that, every 11 on the bottom. Every rotation is a new day, but that won't necessarily. So, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is not going to mean that necessarily that's Shabbos. The dates will still continue. Of the Chav Dal Shos. He says like 3 lines from the bottom, page 11, left quarter. V'derech Moshel, in Biyom Rishon B'Shabbos, Pasach HaShemesh Milishkoa, say you're in Sunday, and, okay, now you're holding by Sunday, and then there was no Shkia. V'litzchi Lishkoa Od HaPam, until Thursday. So, Ein Ala Yom HaMochar Din Yom Sheini B'Shabbos. You don't say, so you have Sunday till Thursday. No, you have Sunday every 24 hours, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And that'll be Friday. It will be on Friday. Yeah, Shabbos, Yom Shalacharav. 1 second. Yes, Shabbos. Yom Shalachar. Yom Shabbos. Tochosam Hayomim. Shalosh Shoka Chama. Lo Yachal Aleim Kedusha Shabbos. Avol Pi Delinyan Atarech. Tvar Avar Aleim Yom Hashvi. Yimei Hashavua. Vivezi Reil Zem Mad Yisav Perkid Rab Leza. Hashabo Yeshuv Asam Chol. Erev Shabbos. Hoysav Ro Yeshuv Betzorosan. Shal Yichal Was Hashabbos. But Shabbos. The master is Hashem's I'm the So he says you could stop Shabbos. In other words, he says that the days keep going. The days keep going. But Shabbos is totally. The second of the month is Monday. The third of the month is Tuesday. The count, the cheshbon.
Count for Yom Tov.
Right. He's saying this because Yeshiva Yeshua that. No, because you see from the thing that it was Friday, even though the sun, there was still or for Friday night Shabbos 36 from the din of the Yerushalmi of 36 hours. That, but nonetheless, it keeps going. Because it keeps going. You don't say, well, the sun never set, so now it's still holding by Friday. You say, no, now it's Friday, and now it's Shabbos. It kept going. Second. So Mela, he wants to say that there could be two dinim, the minyan and the kedusha. And the kedusha, and you see that from those two chazals, that the kedusha, if there was no shkia, even though the minyan is going to continue, but there's not going to be. You see the kind of concept of the minyan continuing from the 36-hour thing. And you see the concept that there's no Shabbos from the other things. So he says if you put those two together, then it comes out that you're not going to have a Shabbos until there's a sunset for Shabbos. Now, one could argue with this whole thing and say that... Right, the hours kept... That was Shabbos Bereishit. That was first Shabbos.
So you're saying, but
so saying
that was only Saturday. That wasn't Kedusha Shabbos because there's no Shkita.
Right, that's what he was saying. Because it's just like when by Yeshua there was no Shkita, so therefore it didn't have it in Shabbos.
So you're saying that they did that Saturday. By who was right? Like how did that and didn't apply Shabbos Bereishit? The whole Shabbos it didn't apply then. That
was another day. Because that's what you told is that you do Shabbos. Yeah. So, because the Pashas Lechor is. Right, so the. Right. Unless he's saying simply that in the time Yeshua, the thing, everything just stopped. Everything stopped. And that's why there was no Shabbos, because you didn't have the Hekifs. And in the Hanami, if the Hekifs continue, then the days continue and Kedusha Shabbos continues. And the Pshat in Yeshua was Shabbos be given them that the Hekifs stopped. And the question is, so if the Hekif stopped, so then what's Pshat? And the other thing, unless you say, like we were talking about, the other thing is some other mystical thing about the 36 hours that's...
Because if we have the word in that area of Minas Shmoshes, you know, Arab Shabbos, right? So there was some kind of Minas Shmoshes. Minas Shmoshes means that there's... Anyway,
right, I mean, but okay, banish mushrooms means it was coming in. Unless you say that, in other words, the one thing, in other words, if the 36 hour Gemara, if we take that away,
yeah.
So then. Right.
So that means that.
So if the sun is, if the earth is still continuing, then the day is continuing, and then, and you don't need.
You want to know what they're going to do.
Then you don't need to have. You don't need to. Question is, you need to have a night, Laila, Choshech, in order to create the next day.
Sounds like you do. No, because don't understand. Otherwise, forget about the 36 hour. Just the usual story. Shows that it's totally the act of the sun going down, because if it wasn't, then it didn't.
Right, but you could say over there that the rotation stopped. So, but if the rotation is continuing to go on, even though you don't get you don't get choshech, maybe that's still. Well, you can say no, that you need, if you don't have choshech, then it's like now you're in a, you can't have a Shabbos d'oraisa. And then you'd only have what the Tiferes Yisrael says is just this Zecher LeShabbos type thing. Right, but if you say, Right, in other words, Vayir Vayvoker, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, just like what the Minchas Laza says, that's the norm. But if you have the same type of situation that it's... In other words, but what's the Iker Koveya of a new day or Shabbos? Is it seven Hakafas? Or forget hours. Seven Hakafas is hours. That means... Or is it that you need Mamish a Choshech and then a Boker? Or you could say that a Choshech and a Boker is just a simon. It's not the Mitzvah. It's like Rabbi Chanan on the last page here has a discussion. Tzeisu Kochavim. He has a whole shtickle, famous piece in Rabbi Chanan. And the three Kochavim, is that what Lila is? Or is that a simon of... Laila is choshech. The Gimel Chachavim is just a simon of choshech, but it's not a din in the Gimel Chachavim. He has a nafkamina for dover lo chatzi dover. If one eight is made on one star, one eight is made on two stars. So is that called chatzi? Is that called chatzi dover or not? Or do you say that? No, this is just a simon. It's not the etzem dover. So then it wouldn't be a. You know, that's his. Yeah. So maybe we can take it a step further. In other words, Rabbi Chanan is clearing whether is it the stars or is it the darkness. Maybe we could clear it further. Maybe it's not even the darkness. Maybe the darkness is just a simon to the hekif, and the hekif is the real glory.
If that's the case, it shouldn't make a difference where you are in the world. You see, there's If I'm by the way, and Shabbos starts, it's certain
closer to it. Just depending
upon
the year, it starts center. Yeah. Should make a difference. It's a hekif. The hekif is the same everywhere. Everywhere on the same
line, on the same line, the hekif is the same.
Right. Okay. But Shabbos
doesn't start exactly the same spot on the line. No, because your hekif is only going to be. The hekif is the same whether it is. It's a time where you start. It's based on.
Right.
It's based on the sun. Otherwise, everywhere we go, we'll be in the same spot. We haven't picked a separate spot, but it'll be in the same spot wherever we go. Because in certain depending where, but the equator, you know, the equator is the center point, or depending on the year, but of what time it is, you get more north, it will go. Shabbos gets later, or more
right. Depending on the year. Right, so the Tiferes Yisrael held that if, say, you're coming in on Wednesday and now it's still going to be light, so you can still count hekefs, but you're not going to get a real Shabbos. That could be the Chazon Ish, you do have a real Shabbos, because the hekefs are what...
Yeah, where the hekefs still would apply to... that's only in that locale, not in the rest of the world.
Yeah. Right. I'm saying it could be the hekifs is what really keeps everything going, and you have even though in your situation there was like Michas Alaza says, the Torah speaks al pi the rov. Al pi the rov, there's choshech and then there's, but what if you have a place but you have the same hekif but there's no choshech? So maybe so that will be the same halacha. Right, so then it'll come. So the question is: this is the question. Is it nitan to say that there are places in the earth where there won't be Shabbos? There won't be Shabbos. Is that nitan to say? Yeah, is that nitan to say? So if you say that's nitan to say, so then you can say Shabbos, you'll need. It takes 6 years.
But
eventually. And then that'll be Shabbos.
There's going to be one time when
you're going to
have 6 months of Shabbos straight.
Right, so that's what the Rebbe Meir Meir Posen says. That, right, and then you can get into Shabbos the sixth Hekif, that's the sixth Shkia, then you'll be in Shabbos, and then you could be stuck in Shabbos for 6 months. Is that neat time to say either? What would he say? Right. What do you say? The Torah was given for the whole. What I want to suggest is, now is to say that just like what the Milchus laws were saying, that the Torah was given on Pi Rov. So Mele Rov, that's the way it is. But maybe if sort of what I think what the Kazanish maybe means. It's a din hekif. I'm taking Rabbi Chanan a step further. Rabbi Chanan was clearing the stars in the darkness. So I'm saying even the darkness is maybe not.
And then you have to establish what you're saying, like Hadi's star. Like what's Easter? Mm-hmm. Like, we generally say because it's something rising in the east and the west. So hekif is the
west. Right? So, but it's as Rabbi Harari, he keeps absolute darkness. Absolute darkness. Even though Chara, I always tell him, you only need 3 kochavim, you don't need all the kochavim. So obviously that means you don't need absolute. But he's saying, they fake it on Nafka until you have that. That's okay. Okay, so that's the Shaila. I've had a. Yeah. Okay.
Hello. Hey, are you there?
Michael?
Okay, I'll be there in like 3 minutes, okay? Bed, my printer's not good, but there's your island.
Oh, this is the island in front?
This island. The left of the